Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I am your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host, Tim Taylor.
Sure.
Sure. It's a new year edition of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. Another year for us.
Yeah.
How was your new year?
It was good, man. I've been house sitting on the other side of town for 3 weeks. I'm home now, and it's good to be home.
Were you basically just living there for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I did one night at my house. That's it. Wow. And other people were checking on the old cat.
Nice.
Who's very hyped that I'm home.
Oh, I bet.
Freaking whack job.
So did you throw like a rager at this house or what?
No. Just played video games on their movie theater screen. So, yeah.
That sounds about right. Sounds like a good New Year.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. No, the New Year was relatively chill. Saw some friends, but kind of hung around there. A very anxious dog lives there, so we like to keep him company because, you know, fireworks and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. Are they illegal in L.A. or in California?
No, but places do them and people still sell them.
Wait, so they... No, I said, are they illegal?
Yeah, and I said, I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that they are, especially with the constant wildfires and things like that.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
For that reason, but they're around. For sure around. And then, like, the city puts some off, although I heard they were, like, going to stop that.
Yeah.
But Marina Del Rey, which I consider the Florida of Los Angeles, keeps firing them off, baby. As many holidays as they can.
There you go.
Yeah, it was good. How was yours?
It was good. Laid low. Didn't do much. I've been feeling a bit crappy the last couple days here, so trying to get back on track. And I was just shut down from work for a while, so now we just came back to that too. So just trying to get back into the swing of everything and definitely laid low.
Did you take a sick day today?
Huh?
Did you take a sick day today?
No, today was my first day back, so I didn't want to be that guy.
Right, you wanted to go give the germs to everyone.
Exactly. Hey, I tested for COVID just to be sure.
Yeah, just give them something else.
Who even?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, as long as it's not COVID, cares. Just give it to them. Stomach flu, Ebola, whatever.
No.
Pass it around. As long as it's not the big C, it's okay to pass to me. Good. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Just dropped a pin. I was trying to play with. It's long gone. Anyways. Yeah, man, the Bruins look like they needed a break.
So I'm glad you say that because I believe the last thing that I left off on with the last episode was that the Bruins desperately needed this Christmas break.
Yeah.
And they have seemingly got back on track ever since then.
Boy, was it a break, too. They got a nice chunk of time. It felt like hockey was gone for a week. It wasn't.
Right.
But it's that week where nothing's going on.
Yeah.
And not even hockey. They look great since they're back. Let's start on the ice, I guess.
Yeah. So
both teams in action tonight. Bruins coming out on top. We'll start positive, as we like to.
4-game win streak. And I would say that the most important and the best part about this 4-game win streak is the depth scoring. It's not coming from one guy. They're putting a lot of goals up. They won 4-1 against Columbus, but it's coming from a lot of different guys. Charlie Coyle is red hot right now. Jake DeBrusk is finally coming around, and he's pretty hot right now too. Shout out to James Van Riemsdyk for having his first 3-point night as a Bruin.
Huge, I think he'll have a couple.
Huge night for that third line tonight. Everyone on the third line had a goal. Heinen, Frederick, JVR. It's just great to see.
Danton's fifth on the year, 7 assists. He's got 12 points already. That's pretty damn good.
For a guy who came in on a tryout and who has obviously, you know, played for the Bruins in the past, but that doesn't mean that this time around he was going to be good, and he's proven that he earned it. He earned the contract.
Yeah, he definitely did. He's been huge for that line, and, you know, we complain about goal scoring on this team, and we'd be hurting without him. Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
We're good.
Man down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, he's been a great addition to the team, and we desperately needed some additional help. I mean, they're giving some younger guys more looks. Steen is getting some more time with Patra being loaned out to World Juniors, which they lost today, so he will be back soon. Merkulov getting his first time. Yeah. He didn't play that great out there, but he played okay.
Was it Gigi too?
No, Gigi's brother.
Oh, yeah. I saw that hit. You see his hit?
Tossed from the game for a hit that wasn't... And I'm pretty sure that he got suspended for the following game or something. I think it's bogus. I think the hit was mostly clean. I think that the reason that they gave him the penalty was because they thought that it was head contact, which if that's it what wasn't. You think, then...
Watch it. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. He doesn't need to be tossed from the game.
Sure. I mean, they're tossing for head contact, I feel like. Even the NHL does that a good amount of times. But A, I don't think he did hit him in the head. And B, it's just interference. I don't know, just like 2 minutes and shut up. Even so, I've seen that missed a lot in the NHL. Yeah, I thought that was pretty weak.
Yeah. But it must have been kind of weird, and it'll be kind of fun for Patra to come back and be like, you know, I was playing with your brother, and, you know, I just think that's kind of a fun little thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Czech, who beat him today?
They lost to Czech Republic, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Wow. Canada going home early.
They lost with about 13 seconds remaining.
I saw it, yeah. Yeah, honestly, weirdly, I don't know if there's been nothing else on today, but I feel like I've seen that play like 7 times. Like the Bruins game showed it a bunch, I feel like. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, everybody expected Canada to be in the finals, so that was kind of an upset.
Yeah. How far away from the final is it? Is this right before?
That's a good question. I haven't been completely following it, so hard to say. But I know that weren't supposed to be out now.
Were you cool with the loan out?
I was very, very cool with it. I thought that it was time for Patra to sort of, I don't know if I would say take a seat, but he needed something different to sort of maybe get some confidence or get some more playing time against guys, you know, similar to his age group, because he can't go to Providence, so he can't really get that kind of experience. So I think that this was a good time and a good thing for him in the middle, so not in the middle of the season yet, but, you know.
Almost early. Getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
40% in, man.
Yep. So, yeah, I was happy with it, and hopefully he comes back better.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Sorry you didn't get as much experience as you were hoping.
Yeah. But it's better than nothing. And hopefully that was beneficial for him. So.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But yeah, I mean, back to the Bruins here, like the depth scoring for me is key to the success of this team, because it can't just be Pasta and the couple guys who have been scoring, because we see what happens when that's the case. So the fact that they're getting goals from guys all up and down the lineup is huge. Even defensemen. Shattenkirk is another guy who's, you know, really lighting it up right now. I think he's got 3 goals in 3 games or something like that. I mean, he's really feeling it. So, And that was desperately needed for the Bruins and for his confidence as well, because so far this year he hasn't been playing that great until somewhat recently. And if we're on the topic of people who haven't been playing great, I don't feel like Lindholm has been playing very good this year either. He's had flashes of being good, but last year he was basically a number one defenseman, a real, like, you could feel confident when he was back there. And this year, he's struggling a bit. I don't know if he's playing more minutes, and that's why. But I'm hoping that he can kind of come around here, because we got him for a long time. And I like Lindholm a lot, and I know that the potential he has because of what he did last year. So, you know, fingers crossed that that gets turned around and we can, we could really benefit from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the year you want to see Seattle into him. I do want him around for a while. I believe he can be better. I believe he will be better, but yeah. And any amount of scoring we can get from the guys around the blue line, you know, we need more goals everywhere, but you know, if we can get it on defense, amazing.
Yeah.
We got some two-way cannons back there, man. We really do.
Not just that, but defensively too, like McAvoy is getting absolutely beat up every single game. I mean, he's getting hurt all the time and he's still playing, which I don't know if that's good or bad. If he's just, you know, if it's one of those situations where it's like a Chara thing where it's like, I'm playing unless my leg is falling off.
Yeah.
Which again, I don't know if that's good or bad. Like we want this guy to be our guy long-term and we don't want him to be broken in 3 years. So they have to have some limitations on what he's allowed to wave off, you know, to the coaches and what they actually step in and go, no, look, like we need you here. We're in a good spot. We're 6 points ahead of the next closest team in the division. You got to sit out a game or two. And he's never going to accept that willingly, but sometimes he might just need to be told.
Yeah.
And you got guys like Grizzlick who, you know, I love Grizzlick, but he's done nothing. He's not really contributing in any way. It doesn't feel like.
I agree.
He is getting penalties here and there, which is, you know, a bigger problem for the team in general, not just him. But we know that he could be a good defenseman and that.
But his penalties are more hurtful.
Right.
Because of his lack of production.
Right.
Like he gets even everyone's committing too many penalties, but he's on even a shorter leash.
Right. And it's not like I'm not trying to put the guy down here, but it's just like the production has not been there. And I'm sure that he knows this as well. And
oh, for sure. And it's absolutely.
It's something that, again, like Lindholm, we could really benefit from one of these two or both of these guys really stepping up and playing the way that they can.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll see, man. I mean, there's room. There's obviously room to grow positively, but I do feel like there's a bit of a turnaround that has happened here. And I just hope we keep swinging momentum that way. It's good to beat the bad team in the league that beat us. I wanted a proper win tonight, and I was worried.
Yeah, it started out a little slow, but they
God, so slow.
I noticed in the post game they actually said it felt like the Bruins got better and better as the game went on. Obviously, the score shows that because it was 0-0, I believe, going into the first intermission.
It was, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just facts. But it did feel like even into the game, they didn't slow down. They didn't let off the gas. They were playing hard the entire game. And they seem to have gotten back to their basics and their game. And it's working for them.
I believe it was like we had three shots for like most of the first period. I want us to be able to get more shots in general, obviously, but specifically on the power play. That stuff's frustrating.
It
just feels like we're a little slow to set up and like a little like too deliberate almost. Like, I don't know, dump the puck and go get it and set up. Like, I don't know. It's a man advantage.
Right.
I just feel like we kind of wait and try to skate our. Again, I'm not going to pretend like I know hockey strategy better than the guys out there and the guys on the bench, but it just feels like we can get more than zero shots on any power play.
Yeah,
like, I feel like two shots should be like the goal.
That's the thing that bothers me a lot too with this team specifically is that they will, like, let's say power play or not, they'll spend 30 seconds, 45 seconds in the zone and not get a single shot on net, which to me would be unacceptable. It's like you spent all this time, you made a million passes because you're looking for the prettiest and the perfect shot and the perfect goal. Like, get a shot in there. Look for a rebound. This is where Frederick and all these other guys like really get in the dirty areas and get these goals because they're digging out what is left over. Coyle, same thing. It's like You need to get the ugly ones. It doesn't matter how, it's how many. So that's the stuff that really frustrates me, is when they do a lot of good work in the offensive end but don't even get a single shot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, power play or just 5-on-5, I've seen a lot of that this year.
Yeah.
But it's hard to argue right now. I mean, they're back to their winning ways, and they seem to be back on the right track. And, you know, 4-1 isn't just a win. Like, that's a real – that's a legitimate win. You know, it wasn't 2-1, 1-0. Like, that's a real win.
Right. Now we know, though. We've seen the rut, you know? Like, this team can get beat and get beat bad and go into – and can slump. Massively can slump. Yep. It really feels like it's effort every night in and night out. There's nothing effortless. I feel like there was games last year where they could coast and they would win the whole game and like not even sweat.
Yeah.
And if not everyone shows up and gives their best, like it's a loss. Like it's not like I just feel like those games you're not getting away with games anymore. Doesn't matter who it's against.
For me, that's the scary thing, right? Because it seems to come in bunches, and you only get one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in the playoffs. And if that comes around and you don't put your best spaghetti out there.
Oh, God.
You are going to be going home. You're going to be going back to 8 Mile, you know?
You're
going to
walk your white ass back across 8 Mile. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I'm just saying it. I'm just speaking it from the heart. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nowhere else.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
They just threw you off there.
So far off my game. Brittany Murphy's face is in my head. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh my God.
Michael Shannon.
R.I.P.
Michael Shannon's life.
Not him.
Oh man, so random. But if any of you out there haven't seen Michael Shannon read the sorority email, just give yourself a type that in and look that up. Have you seen that?
I probably have, but I'll have to go back and watch as well.
Yeah, and you'll enjoy. It's fantastic. I won't say anything.
All right.
Michael Shannon, all time treasure. It would be nice. I don't know. I'm curious to see what this team's going to do at the deadline. I feel like I get this team, and now it's just like, it's going to, whatever, if nothing happens, I get it, but something's going to happen, and I feel like any sort of moving parts with this team really change it.
Like I said, if they're going to do something at the deadline, I hope that it's something that will be around long-term, where they don't just go get a rental.
No, I'm still fully in that boat. It's just like, I don't know, I can't read... Sweeney, we know the renaissance I've had with Sweeney. I was also a naysayer of Heinen in the past, and I should apologize for all of that.
Say you're sorry to Heinen.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, he's listening.
He always did, even when I was mean. I don't know. I just can't read Sweeney's mind. I'm down with the cause. I'm down with the bridge year. I'm down with a move if it's a long-term move. But I just don't. I don't know what to expect out of this team. What do you expect now? Where do you think we're gonna finish? Where do you think we should finish?
What if we did get a rental, right? But it was very low risk and very low, like we wouldn't
like,
have to
like
give
some,
up.
Like someone wants to get rid of this guy.
They
want to
get rid of this guy.
Most of it,
but we want him because he's tough. Like, you know, I don't know who that's gonna be. And obviously the first one that comes to mind is like a Ryan Reeves or a Pat Maroon or something, where it's like, this is going to cost us almost nothing. And it will only help us on the physicality portion, where we desperately lack almost consistently for the last 10 years.
Both those guys are in their position on teams that should make the playoffs. So I don't see it being those guys. And I guess I'm just a little, that's where it gets a little too deep on me, knowing other types like that. In a specific system. I do think like there's some West Coast teams that are middling with some older guys on there that they'll probably look to shed those guys, because ultimately they're not going to make the jump with, you know, like your Coyotes, your Ducks. Like there's guys available there, and there's veterans available in those departments, but like, you know, Minnesota Wild, and
they're actually pretty far out right now. But again, it's so early in the season that it's hard to say what the final outcome is going to be.
Are the Wild that bad? I thought they were having a. I thought they were like around the wild card.
They're literally 500.
But isn't that wild card in the West or no?
No. So they got 36 points. I mean, again, this is why I say it's so early. The Wild have 36 points. They're seventh, and Arizona is second in the wild card with 40 points. So, I mean, they're four points behind them. It's not that bad.
Yeah, Zona's gone up and down, but Anaheim, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I'd go get Pat Maroon if they're going to
somebody like that, you know, like someone low risk to sort of fill the hole that that they originally got for Lucic and that obviously didn't work out for us. But we still desperately need something like that to help us in the playoffs. Like, the other issue there is then you're taking a roster spot away from a guy who has helped you all year to get to where you're at and is probably going to contribute more offensively than a guy like Maroon or Reeves, who's been benched this year. So, I don't know. I'm with you. It's hard to say what's going to happen. I think that I'm going to stick with where I was at the beginning of the season, regardless of what our record ends up being. I want to make the playoffs and see what happens. My expectations are get in and do as much damage as possible. And
get in where?
Get into the playoffs.
No, top of the no, I know that, but where position wise?
Really, in a perfect world, I would take first place in the division as long as it's not President's Trophy. And I don't think that we're gonna be President's Trophy this year. I think that
Rangers.
I think Rangers or I don't know. It really depends. We're number one in the league right now, so
yeah,
you never know.
Vegas is beatable out here. I watch a lot of Vegas, and some nights they don't show up. It's bizarre. I'm not used to that.
Did you watch any of the Winter Classic?
I didn't. No.
First
I was
ever
watching.
Shutout.
I did. I was those football games. I woke up late, and then I was watching those football games. By the time I was like conscious, and it was that game was like over. It was like 3-0.
Yeah. First no, ever good shutout for Seattle. Of the Winter Classic.
Ever what shutout?
Shutout. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it got me a lot of points against you in fantasy.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. It's early in the week, man. I'm coming back. We're getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's not early in the year, and I'm 3-9. I really need to dig out.
Before we get off the Winter Classic real quick, how did you feel about the walk-up outfits this year? Did you happen to see them?
I think I did. What was it again?
Seattle was dressed as fishermen with Starbucks cups.
Right.
And Vegas was dressed up as Elvis.
Fine. Yeah.
The Elvis one I'm 100% down for. But I just feel like I understand where Seattle is coming from with the fisherman thing and the Starbucks whatever. I feel like it was a real missed opportunity to do a grunge thing.
Yeah.
But
I'd also say, like, be pirates.
Pirates, yeah, pirates was the other one that would have been awesome.
Like, even if it's, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, like, Dead Army Pirates, I don't know. I think it's pretty lame. I don't think Starbucks is cool. I understand it's Seattle. Just like I don't think Dunkin' Donuts is cool. I love Dunkin' Donuts. I have a Dunkin' Donuts Letterman. But, you know, I don't know, walking out with the brand I think is pretty lame. You know,
yeah. I mean, I
like
don't know.
If Amazon was born in like San Francisco
and
or
they all
some,
dressed up as
something.
Jeff Bezos,
shave their heads
and
hell in Amazon. Yeah, they all held Amazon. No, each of them drove an Amazon truck onto the baseball field or football field.
That would be sick.
The branding, get the hell out of here. I just think that's so lame. No matter what, like even if LA did In-N-Out, like there's no cool version of a brand that needs to be carried in like that. I think that's pretty tremendously lame. I'm sure they got a lot. Here's what I'll say: Bettman better have gotten a shitload of money for that. Like a shitload. I know they're from Seattle, but like, it's advertising at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I just think it's a little gross for how they seem to treat this. You know, like, this is the thing every year. It's like, oh, how are they going to come out? Like,
I think it's cool that they keep fishermen holding going, Starbucks.
Me too, but don't add branding.
Yeah,
get on the helmets, get on the jerseys. Like, fuck, they don't need to walk in with Starbucks cups. I think that's lame.
Yeah. And then one other thing is, I don't know if we've talked about this on here, is how did you feel about the jerseys and the jersey matchup for this?
I like the Kraken ones. Vegas were fine. I don't know.
I love the Kraken jerseys. I think they're
awesome. Yeah, I think they're sick. Yeah.
The red numbers looked awesome. It really popped on there. And I really did like Vegas too, with the full, you know, the gray pants and the striped socks. I thought it looked really good. Like, the matchup of those two together looked awesome.
I agree. I don't know. Vegas to me, it wasn't in Vegas, obviously.
Right. It was in Seattle.
I don't think we'll ever see one that's in Vegas.
It's gonna be in the dome.
That I'll pay four digits to go to that. 1,000%. I just think they're definitely clean, but you know, it's not at Vegas. I feel like it's mostly about the home team when it's at their place. So I don't know. Yeah, the Vegas ones are fine. It's just, I'd be curious if they were like the home team, what the whole thing would have been.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been different. But the Seattle ones are sick. So sick.
Yeah, they definitely won the jersey matchup for sure.
Yeah. I do think home team gets an advantage by default with that. I don't know if that's a hot take thing, but yeah. I think white jerseys are typically lamer than the color jerseys.
I don't know. It's hard to say because I think that the Bruins had the better jersey against Chicago that one year in Notre Dame.
I agree, but we were heavily striped, right? Weren't the jersey, the arms?
They were, but it was a primarily white jersey. Like, the whole middle of the jersey is white.
True. These ones were interesting, though, because it's like, you know, usually it's like a storied franchise and there's like kind of a retro aspect, at least as far as the original six ones go, obviously. So like, you know, the Vegas one feels like, you know, that could be an alternate jersey they wear for years. And then the Seattle one, I mean, they should do that. I don't know. It's interesting with these new, I like that it was both the newest franchises. I like that a lot.
Yeah. But they also proved that they should have been there too, because both of them were like top of the league in revenue and all of that. So,
Yeah, I don't want to hear that argument. That's just like a sour guy from Dallas or something. Like, yeah, shut up. It's like, what are you talking about? Do you watch this league or just your team and you just wish your team was involved? Anyone who's a fan of the sport not get or thinking this is too soon or whatever, it's just like, A, you don't know how business works. Like, they should have, they could have been last year, man. Like, really.
No, it's quite literally an Islander fan perspective. It's like, I've heard that I've heard that said before. It's like, you don't get a Winter Classic because nobody would care.
Shut up, New York Junior.
This is why you keep getting Stadium Series, and Stadium Series is like the not as cool version of the Winter Classic. Now,
have the Devils got one?
Yes. Winter Classic? No, I don't think so. Stadium.
I hope
series,
they get
yes.
one before. They, I hope they get one before the Islanders.
They should. They probably will. The Islanders are a disaster.
It. Yeah, they are. Fun to bet against.
But. Speaking of newest teams in the league, it sounds like there's rumors that they might be bringing a team back to Atlanta.
I hope Brian Bartus is sitting down if he listens to this episode and hears that. He's in Atlanta. he's a huge Hartford Whalers fan.
Oh,
he's the one who gets bummed out because we like to say that the Carolina Hurricanes are out there wearing their dead bodies, wearing their skins. Oh God! Back to Atlanta. Why did you leave?
Because, like, it didn't work twice.
Why did you? It's not gonna go. It's not gonna go well.
Not to
no
mention,
one cares.
If you bring the team back, do you name them the Thrashers again? Or the Thrashers?
I hope so, because very cool brand. I like the shout out to the Thrashers as a brand. But the city of Atlanta does not care. They barely care about the Hawks. They barely, like, they kind of care about the Falcons. It's a baseball and college sport city. It's one of the top. It has, even when they left there, it's a top 10 metropolis in the United States in terms of, you know, human beings, what have you. It's not going to work. What do you do? What do you mean? Like, how are they leading the sweepstakes?
So
I'd go to, like, what is it, Queen City or whatever up in Canada before I'd do that.
So Houston was up there for it. Quebec City.
I'd try Houston before that. Quebec City. Yeah. Queen City. Quebec City, I'd try before that. I'd go back to Hartford before that. Like, there's worse markets that'll do better than Atlanta.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, their minor league hockey is doing very well. And they're basing their fandom on something on that. They're gauging interest. They want to build the stadium.
Who's the minor league team for?
The Gladiators, I believe it is. I don't know if it's, I don't, it's not AHL, so it must be ECHL.
It is.
So, yeah, no. It is ECHL, right?
Yeah, the Atlanta Gladiators are 11-18 this season.
Not great.
No. They're affiliated with the Predators.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would bring them back, why they would decide that that's the best option, but I don't know. We'll see.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
That's really frustrating. That's just not going to work. They left not long ago.
I'll be in Atlanta on Friday, so I will do some recon and try to figure out what, you know, exactly what's happening, okay?
Talk to 10 people.
Yeah.
Just 10 people. You can, they can all look the same. They can all, whatever.
Do you care about
even
hockey?
Try to pick out hockey fans. Or yeah, you can pool, do you care about hockey?
Yeah.
To 10 people. And then follow up with, will you go to a game if they're here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Six out of 10 are going to say yes. That's it.
We'll see.
Chris Sale is going to go to hockey games.
Oh, my God. Too soon.
It's never too soon. That team doesn't, those owners don't care about us.
They're going to be the Atlanta Ludacrises. It's the only way I'm going.
Did you see Biz and
Bowie?
Marshawn talk?
Oh no. I don't think I did.
They did like these little like promo things. Fantastic. He's like, "Had you watched hockey? Like, why'd you do this?" And he's like, "They said two things, Seattle and ownership." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm down." And then he talked about how he hung out with Ryan Reeves at a celebrity softball tournament before. What? And Biz talked about how Reeves beat the shit out of him a couple times.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. It's cold. Marshawn Lynch is great for the United States of America. I'm glad he's a part owner of that team.
What I did see was Biz just straight up rock Bowie, the Seattle mascot, in the face and then give him the people's elbow.
Oh, no. I got to look that up.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. But he hits him pretty good. I was like, is this going to be a lawsuit waiting to happen or what?
Bowie. Oh, that's fun.
And then Bowie posted a thing on the Kraken Twitter with him in boxing gloves, and it said, Biz will never know peace in my city. Pretty good.
Wow. Oh, this is good. Okay, I got this here.
Yeah, he starts chasing him around the table. He's running after
Biz.
Oh,
he comes out with the glove.
Yeah. Biz is trying not to fight him. He's trying to get away because he doesn't like him very much. And
this feels like WWE. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Biz would be great in the WWE.
Probably, yeah.
He was just trying to put a kick me sign on his back.
Yep.
Oh.
Did you get to the hit?
Oh, my God. He slaps the shit out of him.
Yeah, he hits him pretty good. So
the people's elbow is like he just kind of drops his body weight on him, which must not have felt great. But, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that
great
was
content.
That was an aggressive one, but yeah, Winter Classic was pretty fun to watch, and be interested to see who plays in it next year. I think the Bruins are going to be off on the Winter Classic for a while, and my guess is the next Winter Classic we get will be away, which yeah. I'm totally fine with because I you know I like to see these other places that I would, you know, otherwise oh, never go to.
We've had three or four now. Is that right?
We've had
four,
three at home,
one, three at home, one on the road.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We can take like, dude, honestly, 10 years off. It's fine with me.
Yeah, exactly. I love them, but it's just, you know, we don't need them every other year, every 2 years, every 3 years, whatever. So
no, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
You want to talk about the Celtics at all, or are you, how you feeling about that? Are you feeling a little too down on them tonight?
You know, tough fought game. I don't know. It's what are the Thunder is kind of what the question is. They're the top of the West right now. Look like the most put together team in the West right now. I don't think anyone thinks they're true threats for the title, but you can't ignore what they've put together over there and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Being a legitimate MVP candidate. I think if Jalen and Drew kind of showed up, it's kind of not a game. But Joe did something where he left Peyton Pritchard in over Drew Holiday and over Al Horford, and it turned the game around. We were down 18 at one point early in the fourth. Pulled it all the way back, had a chance to win it, but that's a tough team, and they're really young. And, you know, if the stars are aligning for us the way we hope they are, which is we're contenders for the next, you know, 3 to 4 years minimum, they're someone who might be waiting at the other end if we can get all the way to a championship here within the next couple of years. If not this year, I mean, I'm not going to put it out. I'd be surprised if they did it this year, but I'm not going to put it out of the realm of possibilities. But, you know, when the Celtics are full roster, I want to win and I want to beat good teams, and tonight was a tough one, but you know, nice win on Christmas. Have been looking solid. Kristaps Porzingis is really good at basketball, turns out. Not really worried about the rest management we've been doing with him, just want to see us do better without him on the floor. But him and Tatum both dropping 30 tonight, you know, not much more you can ask out of them. And Derek White is an all-star. Get your votes. Go vote. People are screwing this up. Derek White's an all-star.
Yeah, the fact that he's probably not going to make it is a problem, right? Like, what else does he need to do?
The problem is that it's a popularity contest.
Right, exactly. Like, what else does he need to do from a basketball standpoint to make it?
Be more famous.
That's true.
That's literally it. It's just like Dame has had a fine year, but not great. I don't think he's necessarily putting together an all-star campaign. It's just like an obvious choice. He certainly shines on our roster. You know, Drew Holiday hasn't totally come into form yet. I'm not worried about that. But, you know, he's obviously not having an all-star campaign. Maxie's really good. Halliburton should be the starter. You know, what he's doing in Indianapolis is phenomenal. But there's six guard spots, and I think if Derek White isn't one of those guards, I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
But I can understand him not starting. I think would be crazy, and I can understand him not being top four, I guess. But there's two other spots, and I think it's pretty crazy to not have Dame Lillard in there. I know Brunson's had a great year. Dame Lillard, to have Derek White in there. I know Brunson's had a great year. But yeah, Derek White's an all-star. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he makes it. I hope that he gets the opportunity. Has he ever made one before?
No, and I don't think he was ever projected to be an all-star.
No, I don't think so either. But I mean, he's showing this year that he is worthy of being on that team, that's for sure.
He's more than we ever could have asked for. And it's just like exactly what I hoped he would blossom into, and he's really, really good at basketball. He's got the best net rating in the NBA. Is that good?
I believe so, yeah.
Some people say it's the only stat with impact. I don't know. He's also done something that only him and LeBron have done. It's like 100, over 100 points, over 100 steals. No, over 100 points. I don't know what it is. It's points, steals, assists, and block in 27 games. It's a certain number of each of those, and only he and LeBron have ever done it.
That seems good to me.
Does seem pretty good.
You know what else?
And he had a kid at the beginning of the year. That's why he was out every time, and I was like, concerned about him.
You know what else seems good is that the Celtics and the Bruins are both number one in their respective leagues. Is that good?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't feel that way. We're a dark fan base, man. It's wild. Sitting here concerned.
I mean, yes, but they're reasonable concerns. They're actual concerns. It's like neither team is perfect by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. I did not expect the Bruins to be first in the league.
I think people in Detroit would listen to this and say, go fuck yourselves. But yeah.
They'd be like, I would kill for four wins.
Kill for four wins. Oh, man. Columbus. Whatever. Yeah, no, there's definitely valid reasons to be concerned. Just kind of crazy that like a quick spurt out of the Christmas break for the Bruins can put them right back on top. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I think that if I'm being honest, and I'm going to probably feel this way unless some big injury happens down the road, I think that the Rangers are going to be the team to beat in the East. I think they are the real deal, and they are a scary team, and they're fast, and they're talented, and they're young, and that's the team I would be afraid to play in the playoffs. And that's the team that I think at this point could top us in the East, because Toronto's not good, or not very good. I think they're third or maybe even a wild card spot at this point.
I want them in the playoffs.
Me too, but
give me them.
But Toronto, Florida, like these other teams, I do feel that we're better than they are. But time will tell how the rest of the season goes and if we continue to play this way and where we seed and all that kind of stuff. But I think that the Rangers are a scary team, and I've felt that way every time I watch them. They showed that when they played us and put 7 goals up on us. I mean, if I'm nervous about anyone, it's them. And who is that team for you in the East for the Celtics?
I don't understand what the Knicks just did. I'm not afraid of them, but like OG kind of showed up and it's like, this might work. Like, you know, my roommate, friend of the pod, Daniel Herzog, like, I don't know a Knicks fan who's stoked on what they just sent out the door to Toronto. But I know that the Knicks look pretty good with them there. Obviously, the Knicks not my concern. I'm not worried about the Bucks. I guess it's Philly with a healthy Embiid, but I think we've said this all year. My fear really isn't in the East.
It's us.
And maybe that's crazy. I mean, it's us.
Yeah.
For one. But for two, there's some legitimate concerns in the West. Whoever the hell makes it out of that bloodbath over there is going to have some serious battle tested stuff. So yeah.
Well,
right, we'll see.
Let's hope we make it that far. Have to worry about that.
Yes, exactly. It's you know, it's us and it's a little bit of some people staying on the court. And then you know what, dude? I hate to say it, but it's always the Miami Heat. Even when, just when you think they're dead, they get a crazy draft pick who can drop 31 points in a game and such.
I'm just saying here, and you know, take it for what it is, but don't let Detroit get hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, not technically eliminated from the playoffs yet, but they are on pace for a 5-win and 77 loss season.
Let's go.
Let's go. We'll see. We'll see if they do it. Shout out to Monty Williams. He was like coach of the year 2 years ago for the Suns, and now he's coaching this team. It's crazy.
That hurts.
Oh, it's crazy. It's funny though.
Love it.
It's funny. But yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for another year. We got a fun stretch here. We're about halfway point with everything.
Did someone say stretched?
That's true. I almost did. And yeah, why not? What's up, stretched?